This is a top to, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
and amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
CITR 101.9 FM.
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
You're listening to 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. My name is Ethan Cornfield, and I'll be with you guys for the next hour or so. So to start us off, we're going to have a friend of mine that goes to school with. He just recorded an album, and we're going to have a little interview with him. Tom, you there?
Hey, guy. How you doing?
I'm all right. How about you, dude?
I'm doing beautifully right now.
Yeah? How's school going?
School's going all right. I'm actually in the middle of a chem test right now to do this interview.
Oh, that's pretty sick. What are you guys doing in chem?
Chemistry, working out some sig figs and formulas and such, you know, basic stuff.
Yeah, I had chemistry last semester. It was terrible, eh? Yeah. All right, so let's start this off. Just an easy question. Tom, when did you first get into music?
When did I first get into music? I think that was back in elementary school. When I was in about fifth grade, it was kind of funny. It was this time when pretty much every kid was, you know, learning how to play guitar and stuff like that. So all my friends would come up to me and, you know, go, Tommy, I just recorded my, I just learned Back in Black or, Smoke on the Water or something like that. And I'd go, you know, wow, man, that's so cool. Because at the time, I loved rock and roll, but I didn't know how to play any instruments myself or anything like that. So I guess that's sort of how I got into it, is all my friends were doing it. But, you know, now music takes up probably a good 80-90% of my life, so I'm pretty happy with the way that turned out.
So peer pressure was a pretty good thing to have back then, eh?
Yeah, peer pressure was beautiful for me.
That's all right. Okay, so when did your music first start becoming, like, serious with you?
I think I was in maybe the 8th or 9th grade when I started, you know, joining some bands, some local bands around Vancouver, and, you know, we just started playing around, and at first it was just, you know, it was fun. It was like, yeah, you know, I'll be in a band, I'll get some chicks, whatever, but, you know, after that, it started actually becoming serious because people, you know, really started to care about the music I was playing. So eventually people, you know, wanted it on CD, and I started recording it, and it sort of took off from there.
That's pretty sick, dude. Yeah. Are you a one-man band, or do you have any other band members with you?
For the first, I believe, 3 or 4 years of my career, I was a solo act, just performing under the name Tommy Alto. Right now, I currently have... three other members in my band, and I had to talk to somebody.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, no, now I currently have the Tommy Alto band coming with me, and I have three other members in the band. And, we got a bassist, drummer, a second guitarist, and it's been absolutely beautiful because I can work with them and, create a lot richer sound and things like that.
Is that Marshall?
Marshall. Marshall Herridge is on bass, Brett McCready on guitar, and
he's a goon.
Austin Farmer on drums.
He's a goon, Marshall.
Pardon?
He's a goon, but he's pretty cool, eh? He's good, eh?
Marshall's a lizard. Marshall's a beautiful lounge lizard of a bassist. He's amazing.
Yeah, no, he's good. Yeah, and Brett's cool too, yeah.
Yeah, Brett's an awesome guy. I love working with him.
Yeah, no, yeah, he's good. All right, so you have an EP out, and you just released your album. What inspired you to make those, and yeah?
What inspired me to make them? I guess, the people demanded it. I never really, when I was younger, thought I'd ever be recording an album or anything like that. I was just, you know, a kid playing, Elvis covers in his room or whatever, but... you know, when people started to care, they pretty much demanded, you know, Tom, record a CD, I want to buy it. And, they'd come to shows and stuff like that. So it was really the fans that inspired me to do music.
Attaboy. What was the first song that you recorded that is out today?
Pardon?
What was the first song that you recorded that is, out on CD today?
the first song I ever recorded that I actually released, I think that was Sweetheart. That was a single off the first EP in 2009.
Good song. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, so you have some local and non-local concerts coming up. Tell us where you are and where we can find you if we want to check you out.
There's not a whole lot of stuff coming up locally. However, in in exactly a week, I'm leaving into the U.S. for my U.S. spring tour, and I'm going to be around Washington and Oregon for a period of 2 weeks, and I'll be melting some faces down there, so that's going to be really fun.
Going to Portland again, eh?
Yeah, Portland.
Oh, God, yeah, good stories about that.
Good stories. Man, Portland's a beautiful city, though.
It is. But no, most cities are. Yeah, that'll be cool. How long are you gone?
I'm gone for about, 10 weeks, or sorry, not 10 weeks, 10 days. somewhere between 10 and 14 days. The schedule's not final yet as far as when I'm coming home, because a lot of the time when I go out traveling, I just decide to stay in a city for a couple days before I head back home. So, somewhere between 10 days and 2 weeks, I'll be out on the road, and that's going to be a great time.
It's going to be sick. Is Marshall and the other band coming too?
No, this will be a solo acoustic tour, but later in the summer I'm going to be doing a Western Canada tour, and I'm actually going to be going back down through Washington and Oregon, but instead of going home, I'll be going up through Idaho into Montana, and then I'll be going up into Alberta, back through the interior of BC, and back to Vancouver. So that's going to be a whole lot of fun. That's like a mixture of a Western Canada tour and a U.S. tour, and I just might be bringing the band along for that. We're going to have to wait and see.
That's going to be pretty cool, dude, eh?
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely amazing. I love doing what I do. It's a great lifestyle.
Obviously, yeah. You can make good money, too, if you make it big, eh?
If you want to make money, don't be in a rock and roll band. Kids listening at home, if you want to make money, don't be a musician. Go to Wall Street and, make some good money there.
Good words of advice, Tom. So who's your biggest inspiration, other musicians? Who do you like listening to?
Oh, geez. As far as inspiration goes, I think I'd have to say Johnny Cash, definitely, because Johnny Cash, he's been a huge influence on me in pretty much everything I do, and Johnny was a whole lot more than country music, but most people, sort of associate him with that genre, and I don't play a lot of country music, but one thing I did notice is that sort of his style, his general, method of kicking ass all the time just always makes its way into a lot of my songs. So definitely Johnny Cash is up there with
me. Yeah, he's good, yeah. So yeah. You said you don't play much country. What genre are you then? Would you consider yourself?
I play psychopop and rock and roll, and a lot of people want to know what psychopop is. And basically, if you take pop punk and mix that with somebody like Johnny Cash, and then make it even more catchy than most pop punk is, that's psychopop.
Yeah, that's pretty sick, dude. All right, so we're gonna hear one of your songs now. Tell us which one we're hearing, and just tell us a little bit about this song.
Today the listeners are going to be hearing Nickels and Dimes, and that was actually my first, really like widely released single that I recorded almost a year ago now, actually, but. The re-recorded version of that was just released on my debut album, which is out on iTunes and in record stores right now. But that song was, that was recorded about a year ago. I actually recorded it for a contest at a local radio station.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, you're talking about that, yeah.
Yeah, that was back in the day. I recorded it for a contest, and this is Nickels and Dimes, just sort of what came out of my efforts to win that contest, which I didn't win, by the way. But
it's still a good song. I love the video too. You got some good expressions and stuff. No, it's sick, dude. All right, so all right, thank you, Tom. This was great. Thanks for having, dude. It was fun. I hope people come and see you, because, dude, you're a pretty good artist, man.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. You know what? I had a great time, and to all the fans, well, actually the unfans, the people who aren't acquainted with my musical yet, listening at home, make sure you hit up Tommy Alto on Facebook or MySpace, and if you're not that acquainted with technology, just go to Google and search Tommy Alto. That's probably the best way to go about it.
Oh, boy, Tom. All right, thanks, dude. I'll see you after spring break at school.
All right, I'll see you then, buddy. Talk to you later.
See you, man. Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys, so that was... All right, so that was Tommy Alto. Yeah, he's a good guy. I know him from school. Yeah, no, definitely check him out. He's pretty good. New wave guy. Yeah, you heard him. So let's listen to something. Here's Nickels and Dimes by Tommy Alto.
and drop me a line. She said, I don't wanna know you anymore. I said, it don't make no difference, but that's one last thing on my mind. But then I lost control of my very own soul, like I never had before. Now I'm playing for nickels and dimes, pulling through trying times. No, but don't you think it'll ever stop to waste me away? So I sit on the sidewalk, watch the people pass me by, and not a care in their world, not a thought in their mind anyway. Starts a coming, but I ain't gonna pay it no mind, cause I got nothing to gain but a ball and a chain, but that won't help me today, cause I'm playing for nickels and dimes, pulling through trying times. No, but don't you think it'll ever stop to waste me away. Playing for nickels and should love me till the day that I die. I never saw you look me in the eye. Now I'm playing for nickels and dimes, pulling through trying times. No, but don't you think it'll ever stop to waste me away.
Life is hard. The world is cold. You're always too young and then too old. But we've changed all that. Escape from life at the new Waves on How concert series, where you're never too young or too old to rock out with Vancouver's most amazing bands each Friday and Saturday night from 8 p.m. till midnight. Sponsored by Covenant House. Come enjoy the show and donate to Covenant House's Street Youth Services Program. Join the Waves on How Facebook group for all the info. Waves on How is not responsible for smiling, laughing, singing, dancing, or sudden outbursts of complete happiness that may be caused by the Waves on How concert series.
When life begins.
And yeah, that last song was called from a band called Left Spine Down. The song was called Welcome to the Future. Yeah, they're pretty good. They're actually from local. They're from Vancouver, BC. And before that, you certainly heard Tommy Alta with Nickels and Dimes. He's local too, from Surrey, British Columbia. Check those guys out. They're pretty good. So next, we're going to hear a band from Sydney, Australia called Angel Spit. I don't know what genre they are. They're all around the place. They're more punk, metal, etc. So the song we'll hear is called 100%, and yeah, just give it a listen. Here's Angel Spit.
Ink, write it down in red. Scribe the words happy meal right across your head. Tired of getting walked on, treated like a sheep. Don't blame me for all the years that you were asleep. Relax, God is in control. Watch the dot, take your meds, obey my demands. Trust my dog, time for surgery. Relax, God is in control. Watch the dot, take your meds, obey my demands. Trust my dog, shut your eyes. Televised mass poison, spitting at the screen. Keep the masses deluded with fabricated dreams. Powdered God in a bag from the Vatican. I want you to fuck off as hard as you can. Relax, God is in control. Watch the dot, take your meds, obey my demands. Trust my dog, time for surgery. Relax, God is in control. Watch the dot, take your meds, obey my demands. Trust my dog, shut your eyes, you're dead. Heaven has burst open, now it's raining bones. The chaos will erode you, breeding little clones. Born of a fallen rib from the monkey's womb. Overcooked by cathode rays of old to consume. Becoming what they meet. Restrained and roasted while they gorge, strapped into the seat. Bathing in your arrogance, dining will ensue. God made me a cannibal to fix problems like you. Relax, God is in control. Watch the dot, take your meds, obey my demands. 100%. Relax, God is in control. Watch the dot, take your meds, obey my demands. 100% lost time. Was it the last time? This time, you're 100% lost time. Was it a lost time? This time, you're 100% lost time. Was the last time? This time, you're 100% lost time. Was the last time? This time, you're 100% fucked.
Hi, I'm Jeremy McElroy, your AMS president. Next week, March 7th to the 11th, the AMS, your student society, is holding a referendum to renew the UPass, fix our fees, and fix our bylaws. By voting yes, you'll be supporting the continuation of the UPass program, which will remain affordable at a $30 rate. You'll also be supporting a new fee structure that will allow your AMS to provide better services, support clubs, and hold awesome events. Starting next week, March 7th to the 11th, vote yes in the AMS referendum and help us enhance student life. Visit www.ams.ubc.ca for more details.
Yes!
All right, we're back. Those last two songs, we started with Angel Spit, like I said, with 100%, and we followed with a band from Finland called Apocalyptica. I'm sure some of you had heard of them. That song, yes, that was song was in French, so I'm sorry for those of you who told you that wasn't in French. Je m'excuse. Yeah, had to throw some French in there, but yeah. So this next band, they're not really very well known. They're actually, I just found them on YouTube, subscribed to them, because these two twins, these ladies are very good. Their names are Megan and Liz, they're from Michigan in the States, and yeah, they've been on Oprah and all that stuff, so let's give a listen to them. So here's Megan and Liz with their song, All We Have Again.
Can you pick me up and hold me there forever?
where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. Such a cause. Away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Ain't life unkind?
Possibility. possibility. Woke the midnight all alone. Was it a dream that you had phoned? Were you even thinking of me? Is it even a possibility? Missing me? Is it even a possibility? You and me? Is it even a possibility?
Hey, you jazz lovers out there, listen up, because the South African trumpeter Hugh Masekela is coming to Vancouver. Hugh Masekela is performing March 12th at 8 p.m. at the Chan Center for Performing Arts. After he immigrated to the U.S., his number one single, Grazing in the Grass, sold more than 4 million copies. Apart from the trumpet, Masekela also plays the flugelhorn, a brass instrument that resembles the trumpet, but with a wider, conical bore. Born in Quagga Township, Witbank, South Africa in 1939, Hugh Masekela has come a long way in the last 72 years. So come on down to the Chan Center for Performing Arts at the University of British Columbia. Tickets are $65 for adults, $62 for seniors, and $55 for students. You won't be disappointed. Presented by the Chan Center for Performing Arts and CITR Radio 101.9 Vancouver. And we're back. You're listening to 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. Those last ones you heard Megan and Liz, and then last one hopefully you've heard of is Ruby Tuesday by the Stones. That's not very independent, but I played it because one of my friends, she's absolutely in love with Mick Jagger, so that's for you. I'm not going to say her name for obvious reasons, but yeah, Charizard, that's for you. And the last one was a local, well, not local, she's from Ottawa or Winnipeg, depending on the sources, but that girl name is Sierra Noble with Possibility. My sister wanted that, so Sissy, that was for you, there you go. And Mom, hi, I am talking now, so be happy. Yeah, that was fun. These are the next songs are probably one of my favorites, if not the favorites. I'm gonna start off with some Slipknot. If you guys have heard of Slipknot, you know they're pretty grunge metal-y kind of, but the song I'm playing is called Vermilion Part 2, and it is completely opposite to what they're used to. Corey Taylor is an amazing lead singer, so here it is, Vermilion Part 2 by Slipknot.
Nah. to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. Yeah. And we want to get loaded.
Yeah. On Fridays from 1 till 2 p.m., prepare to get your jeans dirty. Join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, for the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. From Hank to the helicopters, from Otis to the Oblivions, it's the perfect way to slither into your weekend.
We won't talk about the habits, just the music and the man.
That's The Barn Burner every Friday from 1 till 2 p.m. only on CITR 101.9.
And we're back. So I just played a good set of songs for you. We started with Slipknot again, Vermilion Part 2, good song. Then I brought in some German stuff, a band named Rammstein from Berlin, Germany. It's a French name called Amour. Yeah, so obviously it's called a love song, so it's good there. And the last one, I ended with my favorite artist and my idol, Marilyn Manson, with the song Coma White. He's pretty smart, so yeah. Shout out to my cousin Steph. No, I'm not playing any country. Go away. You and your deer can, yeah, just go away. All right. And, all right, so, yeah, my show is done for you here. It's been great fun. I'm going to leave you with one song, probably a song that means a lot to me, probably one of the most songs. Yeah, so I'm leaving you with a band called 3 Days Grace. Heard of them. They're from Ontario, so they're good Canadian. I'm playing I Hate Everything About You. It's a very good song. I've actually saw them in concert last year at what was GM Place. So yeah, no, they're pretty good live and they're good. So here's my last song, and I hope you guys have a good day. You are listening to 101.9 CITR. So here is 3 Days Grace with I Hate Everything About You.
The feelings that I get.
to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. Yeah. And we want to get loaded.
Yeah. On Fridays from 1 till 2 p.m., prepare to get your jeans dirty. Join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, for the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. From Hank to the helicopters, from Otis to the Oblivions, it's the perfect way to slither into your weekend.
We won't talk about the habits, just the music and the man.
That's The Barn Burner every Friday from 1 till 2 p.m. only on CITR 101.9.
And we're back. So I just played a good set of songs for you. We started with Slipknot again, Vermilion Part 2, good song. Then I brought in some German stuff, a band named Rammstein from Berlin, Germany, with a French name called Amour. Yeah, so obviously it's called a love song, so it's good there. And the last one, I ended with my favorite artist and my idol, Marilyn Manson, with the song Coma White. He's pretty smart, so yeah. Shout out to my cousin Steph. No, I'm not playing any country. Go away. You and your deer can, yeah, just go away. All right. And, all right, so, yeah, my show is done for you here. It's been great fun. I'm going to leave you with one song, probably a song that means a lot to me, probably one of the most songs. Yeah, so I'm leaving you with a band called 3 Days Grace. Heard of them. They're from Ontario, so they're good Canadian. I'm playing I Hate Everything About You. It's a very good song. I've actually saw them in concert last year at what was GM Place. So yeah, no, they're pretty good live and they're good. So here's my last song, and I hope you guys have a good day. You are listening to 101.9 CITR. So here is 3 Days Grace with I Hate Everything About You.
After